Hi, my name is Virgil Ortiz. I'm from Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico. I grew up in a family of potters. So on my mother's side, they were all potters, and that's how I really got into the world of pottery making.
This plate by Maria Martinez, I was really drawn to it because of the colors she used. I do know that Julian, her husband, was the painter of the pieces. I believe they were the originators of the black-on-black pottery in San Ildefonso. They figured out a way how to fire this type of pottery, which is the polished black. They completely douse out the fire with the manure, and that's what oxidizes it to look like that. Plates are hard to make because they're vulnerable to cracking a lot. You have to really watch it as it dries. Either put a weight on it or to put a little bit more temper into the piece so it doesn't shrink as fast and will crack. But obviously they're masters at what they did. I think the design on her plate, the feather design, she took it from a Mimbres pottery, which was in the 1100s is when that first design was really recorded. Before they developed the black on black pottery, they were doing more of the polychrome style that San Ildefonso is known for. For them to create outside of the box is really amazing to see, because what they did was go from utilitarian pottery to folk art pottery. I know that Maria helped a lot of the other potters and artists within her pueblo, and that's just how close all the pueblo people are, like including Cochiti. It's like we help one another. We're a big family. You can really see how she helped other people by signing her name on other people's artwork to help them and to bring attention to what all the other artists in her pueblo were doing at that time. And I know that they dug their own clay, made their own paints, the slips. They had to take wagons to go collect their clay. They had to really, dedicate almost, I don't know how long to go get the clay, whereas we can just drive to the clay source to really think about what they went through. No electricity, no running water. They really had to, heat up their potteries to put on the white clay sip outside. I sometimes have to do that if I make a large piece that won't fit in the oven, but for them to do it on a daily basis like that is so amazing to me that, I respect it so much, and I'm very proud to be able to continue this tradition of making pottery.